Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by Fantasy Draft. I'm Dan Bach, and you might notice this podcast dropping a bit earlier than normal. Well, it's one of those times of the summer where the kids have their activities and their drop-off time is right smack dab in the middle of podcast recording time. So it's either get the podcast at like noon, maybe 1, or get it a little bit earlier at like, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. So that means I got to wake my butt up a little bit earlier, get the prep done so we can deliver you this podcast, and you got plenty of time to consume it. So the sacrifices I'm willing to make for you guys on this show, happy to do it. And I'll tell you what, first glance, this Monday slate here is going to be a really, really fun one because, again, sometimes I hate with baseball, especially when you've got pitchers that really stand out and you've got major lineup overlap. I think I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think lineup overlap is the worst thing that you run into as a daily fantasy player. It's not fun to have identical lineups to other people out there. Now, obviously, with pitching, it's a little bit different. You can have an 80% pitcher on DraftKings, but still have, you know, your bats mixed up a good bit. But on FanDuel in particular, a lot of times, you know, single pitcher site, you're stuck on one pitcher and then it kind of leads you in one direction for the rest of your bats. So today, though, we're going to try and I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see a lot of different places for us to potentially go. And it should be a fun night. So we'll jump into this here today. It's the semifinal, I think we can call it, the online final of the King of San Francisco today. So that's no pressure, DB. Just got to finish in the top, 12 out of 30 today. So going to be definitely focusing more on DraftKings so I can hopefully win that trip to the Bay Area. I have not been to San Francisco's ballpark. Pac Bell, maybe? AT&T Park, maybe? The artist formerly known as Candlestick, I don't think it's ever been called that, but I've never been there, but I've heard that is the best ballpark in the country. So I think that they're going to be having kind of their final there, or I don't know, I was looking at some of the details. It looks like they might actually be running a live final at a game, which could be pretty cool. So we'll certainly check that out, but got to get the job done today, and we'll see. Hopefully I'm on it. But I was very happy to see that we're probably not going to have too much overlap in terms of people's lineups for that. So that's a good thing. But all right, let's get to it here tonight. Monster slate for a Monday. Sometimes Mondays are not nearly as loaded up, but that's not the case today. We've got a lot. Let's just put it that way. A lot. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Pretty much all, most of the teams in action tonight. And we'll start with said pitching here. And pitching tonight, there's a number of ways you can go. We're going to talk about a lot of guys here. First off, Brad Peacock versus the Philadelphia Phillies, a guy who clearly gets overlooked a ton. And I'm not really sure why. I know he doesn't pitch super deep into games, but the last three starts, he's been six innings or over. The K's have been 9, 4, 7, 7, 8, 10 over his last six games. Gets a Philadelphia offense that is not particularly great by any measure. I was a little bit surprised to see Houston not a larger favorite, but I think that, the injury to Correa is changing things up just a little bit in Vegas's eyes. I probably would have projected him at more like minus 180 today going against Vincent Velasquez. Astros offense can churn right on. The thing about him, though, is do we want to pay the price for him? You've got 11.5 on him for DraftKings, 8.9 on FanDuel. FanDuel price is obviously much more in line with what I'm willing to pay for him. The problem is on FanDuel, you don't have the restrictions of rostering people, meaning the salaries are just not as sharp over there. You can get some really good players in your lineup. So if you want to pay up for a guy like DeGrom, who we'll talk about a little bit later, you can do it. But I definitely think like point per dollar, he certainly pops over there on FanDuel. I'm kind of undecided on him. There's one pitcher I'm absolutely sold on here today. It's not Peacock, but I'm not against him just because he's been so steady and he's been giving you that that K upside. So I like him in that format, but he's not my number one today. A's and Blue Jays, again, I hate to run through all these pitchers, but I think there's a case to be made for a lot of these guys, and I just want to be sure to hit up on most of them. Liriano versus Chris Smith. Chris Smith looked good in his 13 innings, but the dude's a 35-year-old making his major league debut like two starts ago. So it's not like this guy is a highly touted prospect. He's going to get hammered sooner or later, and it could be tonight. I think Toronto's a sneaky tournament stack. I don't know if there's many cash game one-offs that I'm in love with, but I love Toronto as a sneaky stack today. And they've got Liriano on the mound, who's opening up as a minus 150 favorite. That's just really close to what Brad Peacock is against the Phillies. Now, he's been hurt. Last two starts have been bad, but the thing about Liriano that we know is pretty nice upside here in a matchup. You know, K-wise, we've seen him, you know, against Tampa a little bit earlier, had 9 matchup against Oakland earlier this season. He had 5 strikeouts and 5 innings. He can easily be a strikeout and inning guy. Just how long is he going to pitch? And that's why he's absolutely only reserved for GPPs, multi-entry GPPs, and probably only on DraftKings where you need a second pitcher to you know, potentially pay up for some big bats today. So he's 5,800 on DraftKings. That's just too cheap for me, but way too much risk to be using in any sort of cash game format tonight. Adelman versus Tomlin. Don't like either of these guys. Tomlin, I think his last two starts were basically frauds. You know, came against San Francisco and San Diego. Gave up 3 and 2 earned runs in 7 innings pitched. He had not pitched 7 innings in the 5 starts before then. And in those starts, he gave up 4 and 4, 4 and 5, 5 and 4, 4 and 5, 3 and 2. And that was against much better hitting teams than San Francisco, San Diego. He gets the Reds today, who are a good hitting team in my eyes. And I'm off of Josh Tomlin, despite Vegas really liking him at minus 182 today. And a lot of that is on him. I mean, they got the Reds implied line run total today at under 4. It seems very, very strange to me. So don't like either of those two. Off of, obviously, Jason Hamill. Verlander's interesting. He's popping for a lot of people in their projection models, and I certainly get it. You know, his numbers this year versus Kansas City have been outstanding. 23 DraftKings points, 19 DraftKings points, 19 DraftKings points all this season versus Kansas City. Been a bit of a roller coaster. If you take out that negative 13 against Cleveland, okay, on the right around the 4th of July. Let's take that one out. Then you have 23 DraftKings, 14, 20, 19, 25, 17. And that's pretty solid at 8,700, 8,800 over on FanDuel. I'm somewhat interested in him. I think for me, it's a matter of who my SP2 is going to be. And he is on the list of potentially guys being my SP2 today, depending on how the rest of the roster build goes. Baltimore Rays, 9.5 here. Snell versus Gausman. I'm not touching Blake Snell right now. He looks good, but he's not great versus righties. The numbers clearly bear that out, and he's going to be facing potentially, 8 of them in the lineup today. Awoba versus righties over the last 2 years of 370 versus a 293 to lefties. So this isn't the matchup for him to do that well in, I think. Price is fair on both FanDuel and DraftKings, but I think on a day like today where we got a lot of starting pitching, I'm not going to get cute with it in roster Blake Snell. Marlins Rangers, no thanks. Rockies Cardinals, Senzatella versus Leak, no thanks. Braves and Diamondbacks, Dickey versus Greinke. Oh, man, Greinke minus 180. Man, intriguing. Again, another guy that has been pretty good. If you throw out one bad start here, happened last time out against Cincinnati, and that was the situation, back-to-back consecutive starts. I think that plays to the hitters. But before that, 30, 29, 18, 17, 16, 20, 30. Those were his starts going back to the 1st of June. And against Atlanta, they're not a bad hitting team right now, especially with Freddie Freeman back. He's kind of helped them out a little bit. Do I want to pay 11-9? No, I mean, I get it on DraftKings where DeGrom is really priced up here today. He's a super strong favorite. Ari Dickey on the mound for the Braves. It's hard to say what Ari Dickey's going to show up. I mean, you got to think the Diamondbacks bats would be okay in this matchup. But Dickey, you know, he got touched up the last start versus the Cubs where he gave up 4-7. But nine of his last, let's see, or excuse me, 1, 2, 3, 4, five consecutive starts for him, he gave up one run or fewer. So he kind of been back locked in now in the dome. I'm okay with Zach Greinke. Again, there's so many options today. I'm okay with him. I think he's on the list. I definitely think he's on the list. Cologne versus Ryu. Ryu should be on the list when you look at a Twins implied run total of 3.5, right around there. Bartolo on the mound for them. He's terrible, so you know he's going to get run support. I just, you know, first start for him in over a month. I'm a little bit worried at how deep he's going to go and whether there's any sort of upside there. You know, back in the days where the win points on FanDuel were, like, extremely valuable, I would have said, yeah, we can plug in a minus 231 favorite for dirt cheap and move on. But that's not really what we are, where we're at today. So I'm kind of off of him. I think a lot of people will go there. I'm not interested. Red Sox and Mariners, Rodriguez versus Paxton. Very interesting game here. Looked at the last 14 days. Worst hitting team in baseball, the Boston Red Sox. James Paxton on the mound. He's certainly kind of turned it around. He had a little bit of a rough go in the middle of June. And then bounce back with 15 fantasy points, 23, 19, 30, 28, 27. Now he's at 10-5 on DraftKings, 9,200 over on FanDuel. I guess he makes my list for SP2. And, you know, if there's a time you want to take an arms against Boston, it's, you know, when they are on the road, it's when they're not hitting the ball well. And that is what's happening right now. So I should probably be more confident in James Paxton than I am, but I'm not. I don't really know particularly why that is. But Paxton, for me, I'm on the fence with him. Again, in contention for my SP2. The price, you're saving, you know, almost $3,000 from Jacob DeGrom to him. It makes you interesting. So you're probably wondering, like, where is this lock, Dan? Where is your SP1 lock? Well, let's keep going. DeGrom versus Clayton Richard. And obviously, DeGrom has been really, really solid here. Last start, not so much, but it was nine consecutive starts, I think, for him that he has gone eight innings or more. Or let me take that back. Looks like 6 consecutive starts. He's gone 7 innings or more. And, you know, San Diego is a team that's really, really just not very good with the bats. They've been better as of late. They came in ranked 5th, I believe, in runs scored over the last 14 days. So the bats might be starting to wake up a little bit. And I don't think they were in a great hitting environment. I think they were out in San Francisco for a while, and yet they still were able to put some runs up on the board. So that is a little bit worrisome. You got DeGrom on the road, which for his career feels like he's been a better pitcher at home than on the road. And then you factor in just a monster salary on DK of 13-4, and it's not a plug and play over there. Initially, I saw DeGrom in San Diego. You know, we're going to, you know, obviously have 80% ownership in this tournament, but I'm not sure at 13-4. That's just a big, big number when you consider you can get Paxton, you can get Zach Greinke for cheaper, Verlander sitting there. So he's on my list, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet on him being my SP2 for today. So that leaves us one final game, Pirates and Giants, and Gerrit Cole versus the San Francisco Giants. Their boys and girls is the guy that I am going to roll out tonight in my games. Do I get a little bit worried that he's on the road? Maybe, but I love what I've seen from him here lately. He's, what, last game, 10 strikeouts versus Milwaukee. He's going against San Francisco. Worst offense in the league versus right-handed pitching, WRC plus and WOBA-wise. And, you know, we've just had quality start after quality start. We've had six out of his last seven go for quality starts. Now, the negative. There's always a negative. The one team that bashed him in that time was San Francisco. Gave up 10 hits in that game, seven earned runs, but did strike out seven in five innings. So that obviously was not a stellar start for him versus the San Francisco Giants this year. But I love the ballpark. The guy's a strong favorite today on the road at minus 149. Matt Cain is pitching on the other side, so, you know, obviously you got to think the run support potentially could be there for him. And a pretty solid implied run total for the Giants today, solid as in low at 3.6. So Gerrit Cole's the guy I feel like nothing's 100% here at 7:30 in the morning, but I feel like there's like an 80% shot he's going to be one of my SP ones or two, or one of my starting pitchers on DraftKings. On FanDuel, on a single pitcher site, again, big pricing difference there. If you want DeGrom on FanDuel, you just go and get him because Cole is 8,700 over on FanDuel, but that 9K on DraftKings, right in that zone that I'm interested in. So spent a lot of time on pitching, probably too much time on pitching, but you know what? I think it's a really, really interesting slate for us today. All right, let's get to the hitters. We'll break it down by position here today. I'm going to use DraftKings as a reference for our salaries. Remember, DraftKings corresponds really well with our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft. But on Fantasy Draft, you don't need to use a catcher. You do on DK today. And, you know, probably the best hitting spot in baseball today is going to be Texas. And you've got some starting catching out there potentially in Jonathan Lucroy at just 2.5 on DraftKings. It's really going to allow you to get some solid, solid arms into your lineup. So I really like him tonight at 2.5. And I mean, that's almost a plug and play at that number on DK wise, because it's just so hard to kind of get those super cheap bats over there. So we've got him. Evan Gattis, if you want to pay up, clearly a guy that we can look at as well at, what, 4.3K, I believe, for Gattis today. McCann is at 3.7 in that same matchup versus Vincent Velasquez. I don't see me paying 4.3 for Evan Gattis. He's been just awesome so far this season, you know, versus right-handed pitching. 324 average, 393 WOBA, 223 ISO, so I get it. But I don't see me really making that move at that price level. If you want some middle tier guys, well, another pay-up, Yasmani Grandal. Again, all the Dodgers today versus Cologne in play, and end of story. But Travis d'Arnaud, I think he's kind of interesting against Clayton Richard today for the Mets. Certainly a guy that I like versus lefties, and you got to figure he's in the lineup tonight. Only 2,900 on FanDuel, 34 on DraftKings. 68 on fantasy draft, probably not using a catcher on fantasy draft there, but somewhat intriguing. 485 his WOBA mark this season versus righty or versus lefties. Smallish sample size, but he's been really good over the last couple of years, so I don't mind him. If you're not on Verlander, Sal Perez, he has got some monster BVP versus versus Justin Verlander. So if you want to go down that path, there's an option for you. And a sneaky start, Wellington Castillo. I love him versus lefties. And bat started to wake up a little bit last week. Went 0-for-4 on the 22nd, but 3-for-3, 1-for-5, 2-for-3. So starting to do a little bit better. We like him versus lefties. I got to think he's going to be in the lineup today. Hasn't played since the 22nd, so we'll see if he does. But if he cracks it, an interesting 3K play. And we talked about the struggles for Snell versus right-handers. All right, moving on to first base. And again, the old DraftKings algorithm just does not like Miguel Cabrera at 3,400 for whatever reason. And that's going to make him you know, extremely playable today against Jason Hamill. Fairly high heat, not as hot as it was before, but he's a guy who's going to pop off the page. Ryan Healy as well. against Francisco Liriano. Talk about great numbers versus lefties. Healy, 368 this year with a 451 WOBA and a 294 ISO. So he is under 3K. Again, the algorithm hates Oakland about as much as it hates Miguel Cabrera, it seems. But Liriano, again, I'm somewhat bullish on him to turn it around here. So I'm not all in on that, but boy, a great path to getting DeGrom and another top-flight pitcher into your lineup here tonight. Alex Avila, also cheap at catcher, but 3,100. He's fine. Cody Bellinger, we love him at 48. On FanDuel, he's like 3,800, I think. And I think you should probably just play him over on FanDuel. Sorry, 3,600. So one of the best lefty hitters against Bartolo Colon, who's awful. You might just want to consider him over there. An interesting punt guy on FanDuel, because I think he's like third base eligible over on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, he's first third, and that's TJ Rivera today. I don't hate him, assuming he cracks the lineup. He's actually got hits in four consecutive games, which is very interesting to me, and I just really don't think Clayton Richard is very good at all. So we like Rivera versus lefties, punt option potentially for you. Your pay-up spots here today, Votto or Encarnacion, even Santana, I'm fine with these guys. You know, should see a ton of runs yield there. E5, if I'm, you know, if salary's not an issue, I'm probably rolling him out there. I told you I don't like Tomlin very much today, so Joey Votto back in the mix. But I like some of the power numbers I've seen recently from E5. Goldschmidt versus R.A. Dickey. Goldie's a stud. He's 5,400, but he's a stud. So, I'm fine if you you want to go there today. Mark Reynolds, a couple of dongs yesterday, and never thought I'd see a day where Mark Reynolds would hit 311 versus anybody, but that's what his numbers are versus righties this season. The WOBA at 410. And Colorado's an interesting stack here today just because they are super hot with the bats. Now you can say, Dan, they were in Coors Field. Everybody's hot with their bats. You're right, and that is a fair argument to make, but there's also the argument to be made that maybe it's time for it to translate a little bit here against Mike Leake, who is a guy who can definitely get hammered. Not always, not a bad pitcher, but I think it's an interesting GPP play. I'm not playing these guys in one-offs. I'm not playing them in cash, but I think Colorado as a cheap little punt option is in play for you. Okay, moving on. To second base, if you're playing over on FanDuel, Rougned Odor, just too cheap over there. So probably want to play him in that great hitting environment today. Over on DraftKings today, he's still fair at 3,100 over on DK. So I certainly don't mind, you know, getting him into your lineups. In fact, he's probably the top price per dollar guy or close to it over on DraftKings today at just 3,100. Let's see. Other options for us. Brian Dozier against Ryu. Under 4K over on DraftKings. You don't see Dozier below that number versus a lefty nonetheless. So might be a tough pill to swallow potentially, but same price on the two sites. Actually, it's $100 more over on DraftKings, but I think that Brian Dozier's okay. Let's see. Again, I'm just Odor just feels like the obvious play today. Altuve's been on another planet hitting the baseball here lately, doing it with some power here the other day. I mean, again, 43-9, 18-6, 12-3, 18-21, 15-47. He's red hot. I don't see him making my builds today, though, with how the salaries are kind of built up, but he could be in play for you. Franklin Barreto, if he's in the lineup at 2K, maybe. I don't know if he's in the lineup. Actually, give me Taylor Motter instead, potentially at 2.3K for Seattle. And, there's not a lot to pay down for. I'll tell you right now, you're probably going to see Odor in my lineup. End of story. Next, moving on. Third base today. Matty Chapman against Liriano, just 2K over on DraftKings. Again, they just hate Oakland. So if you're looking for bats, find some Oakland guys. And, you know, he doesn't let you down. Chapman home runs in each of his last two games. So over 20 fantasy points each. And price is still at the stone minimum. Shout out to Evan Levitan. I think Manny Machado, though, price per dollar, a guy I really like against Blake Snell. His bat is starting to turn. Snell struggles against righties. He's under 4K at 3.6 on FanDuel or on DraftKings. You can sign me up for that one. So I like him today as a very sharp kind of cash game play for us. Even on FanDuel at 3,500, he's probably going to make a number of my builds. Obviously, hitting environment, we've got Adrian Beltre, 4K for him, a little bit much, not terrible, but he's a guy to consider. Freddie Freeman going against Zach Greinke. Freeman's been, you know, one of the best hitters in baseball this season. At 4,900 is a pass for me. Lamb at 52 is a bit of a pass for me. I think Donaldson might get one today versus this youngster. Man, I love to play him. I don't think I'm going to play him on a solo lineup tonight, but 4,200, hate to say a guy is due. As my buddy Al used to say, dead cat bounce for Mr. Josh Donaldson tonight against Smith. I think it could be happening. Somehow he only has 9 home runs. He hasn't hit a home run in God knows when the last time that was, but maybe he gets one tonight. We'll see. I'm calling the dead cat bounce on Josh Donaldson today. Let's move on to shortstop tonight. Again, tough position to roster most nights. Nobody's excited about it. I'm certainly not excited about it. So paying up is probably – I mean, there's probably like 3 guys that I'm going to play. Frankie Lindor against Adelman. Nice salary on him at 4,500. Corey Seager against Bartolo Colon. I think he's in the 5K range tonight. Let's see. Wrong tab. He is sitting at 5,100. So you get a $600 savings on Lindor, which might be worth it. But Seager should do well against Bartolo tonight. And then Trevor Siemian at just 3,500 here today. Again, going back to these Oakland bats tonight against Liriano. And you're probably like, Dan, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth now. You're right. Like, I'm never going to use these Oakland guys against Liriano. I think there's a chance Liriano can pitch well for his crappy salary today. But there's no denying that, you know, some of these guys are just too darn cheap. Price per dollar wise, where they're hitting in the order, and he's another guy. And you look at him, I think he's got 21, 15, 28, 12. That's his last 4 games. Hits near the top of that order. So, you know, sign me up for him as your kind of cheaper option at under 4K. Not seeing a lot of the 2K crappers. You know, Torres maybe against Verlander for 2K if he's in the lineup tonight. Yeah, not much. No, not much else for us to really go to. So there you go. Let's talk about the outfielders and some of the names that we've got to look at tonight. Stanton, man, I played him yesterday and gave me a bagel. There's nothing worse than paying for a 5K Giancarlo and you have nothing to kind of show for it. But you look at this Marlins team today against Martin Perez. He just should be able to do well versus Perez here. He's got the highest Sierra out of anybody over the last 2 years on the slate tonight. Again, Adam Conley, just as bad. So, you know, Nomar Mazara hasn't been good. Probably not taking him lefty on lefty today. Same with Shin-Soo Chu, but definitely some upside. I bypassed Mike Napoli a little bit earlier in the conversation. He should be on your list for sure today. But, you know, obviously Ozuna and Stanton versus lefties. Those guys have been elite in that matchup. So high consideration going to them. Cespedes gets a soft tossing lefty in Clayton Richard today. He's only 3,600 on DraftKings. It's not the ballpark you like to take guys in, but sometimes you just kind of ignore that and you play Yoenis Cespedes, and today could be that day. JD Martinez against the knuckleballer. Great ballpark for him. I think it could be a spot for him to get going. 4,700 is his salary, so keep a lookout on him on DraftKings. Let's see, a few other names for us. Lefty matchup for Nelson Cruz today. Eduardo Rodriguez, he's at home. He's 4,300. It's a tough pass for me. Probably looking at him over over Giancarlo today if I'm going to kind of go for that home run bat in the outfield. Corey Dickerson, pretty good matchup set up for him today against Kevin Gausman, batting near the top of that lineup. Hasn't been smoking the ball here lately. You know, seems to have kind of calmed down a little bit. So I don't think he's a plug and play. Gausman, I think, is, I'll say, return to form. But you look at him here, he's barely a dog against Blake Snell today. I mean, that should tell you something. So I think that Gausman could pitch well in this one. I'm not interested in Rays bats, so let me just put it that way. Dickerson could be the one guy in the outfield that I change my tune on today a little bit. Let's see. Value for us. I already talked about Cespedes. Let's see. Mark Trumbo against Snell. I think we can look at him. He hit a home run and a double yesterday. He is one guy who runs hot. If you catch him on the beginning of the hot streak, that's a good spot to be. And again, we talked about Snell's numbers versus righties, that WOBA about 370. So only 3.3K over on DraftKings. Hard to put in like a cash lineup because 0 for 4 could easily be in his future. But I'm fine as a one-off. Jock Peterson at 3.7. There's another under 4K guy against Bartolo that you can roster today confidently. Nick Williams has been red hot. I'm probably not playing anybody against Brad Peacock, but he's been hitting the ball well. I think he had a home run again yesterday. And then look into those Cincinnati bats, whether it's Schebler, whether it's Duvall, whether even it's Billy Hamilton. Man, Hamilton, he just gets on base, and there you go. Gets on base once, and it feels like your day is made for that position. So not hating on him. Again, I'm not a Josh Tomlin guy at all. So there you go. That's my rundown of the guys I'm looking to play tonight on this really big Monday night slate. But we certainly appreciate you guys giving us a listen and download. Check out the guys over at Fantasy Draft if you haven't done so already. Great friends of the show. And again, got their big 100K tournament happening in about 30 days or so. And Rake Free head-to-heads. Everybody loves Rake Free. So check them out over at Fantasy Draft. But I'm back tonight, XM Radio, me and STL Cardinals. We'll get you set again for this Monday night slate. We'll get weather with Kevin Roth and everything else you need to know right before roster lock today. Tons of great content all day long here at RG. Best of luck in all your contests. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same place right here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. Good luck today, everybody.